Well, the basic problem of that period, 1964 to 1979, whether it was Labour or the Conservatives, and essentially it was Labour to begin with, and then of course from 1970 Edward Heath, and then back. The basic problem, well, there were two or three. One is unemployment. Unemployment began to rise for the first time. In the 1940s, unemployment, 48, was 200,000. And yet there were 500,000 jobs. And until the mid-60s, it was pretty much the same sort of situation. But Britain's economic position in the world was declining. Her economic growth rates were low. We were now told by the Conservatives they're doing remarkably well at 1.5. Well, we were low at 2%. Most other economists in the world were going at 3 and 4 and 5%, you know. So our economic growth was low. We were losing out in the export markets. And you may not recall, but in the late 60s, on two occasions, we devalued the pound. So we're going through economic problems. And, you know, these economic problems build up. The Conservatives come into power, they're continuing with economic problems. That's why we considered going into the common market, and we did. 1975, 76, we have to run to the International Monetary Fund to get money. Because we have a different concept then. I think if we have a big deficit now, we don't seem to worry about it quite as much as we did then. But that was introduced, and of course that the result of that was, as James Callaghan said in the mid-70s, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Basically, there was therefore economic problems on Britain, arising from partly declining exports, partly industrial relations. That's often blamed for it, you know, lots of strikes. But in fact, in reality, compared to many other countries, Britain's strike record has always been pretty good. Apart from the odd blip, it's been pretty good. And quite frankly, more days are lost by unemployment than are lost by people striking. And that's a much more serious thing. And people used to talk about the economic decline of Britain, the British disease. Now, to Labour, it was a lack of investment. To the Conservatives, like Margaret Thatcher, is that we were spending too much on the welfare state and other things and not releasing sufficient resources to pump into industry. Is that the nanny state had prevented us developing. That was the sort of theme that Thatcher was developing at that time.